Blackstone Audio presents Etta, a novel by Gerald Colpin. For J.S.W. From the New York Herald Tribune, December 9, 1960. Lorinda Jameson Carr, 80. Philanthropist, horsewoman, sure shot. Manhattan. Mrs. Lorinda Jameson Carr, wife of the late Ralph Worthington Carr, died at her Fifth Avenue apartment late Wednesday morning. The formidable Mrs. Carr was known as much for her high spirits and her ability to command a horse and fire a rifle as for her numerous charitable works in the cause of the urban poor. Mrs. Carr was seen often at the country's most prestigious equestrian events. For over 40 years, she was an officer of the famed Devon Horse Show, held outside of Philadelphia, the city she always described as her hometown. "There was no one like Mother," said her daughter, the noted poetess Mrs. Etta Chase Harlan of West Hampton. "When she wasn't down on the Lower East Side or in Harlem trying to help someone, she was on some horse farm in Virginia breaking a stallion everyone else was afraid to even look at. That is, until the stallion looked at Mother. She married Mr. Carr, then one of the city's most eligible young men, in a civil ceremony in 1912. It scandalized all the blue bloods, their not having a proper wedding," Mrs. Harlan recalled. "For a time, Father was disowned by my grandparents. Mother didn't care. She said she would have rather spent Father's money on food for a starving child than a Paris gown." From 1928 on, Mr. Carr was chairman of his family's firm, the venerable Carr Burton Brokerage. A pilot, independent socialist, and adventurer,